What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas says it's close to an agreement with Israel on a temporary truce so aid can be brought into the Gaza Strip and a swap of hostages for prisoners can take place. A Hamas official told Al Jazeera TV that the agreement would include the release of Israeli women and children in exchange for Palestinian women and children. Meanwhile, at the largest hospital in Gaza, conditions are dire. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has more from Jerusalem.
Desperately ill, premature babies after being evacuated from northern Gaza City's devastated Al-Shifa Hospital over the weekend have now crossed into Egypt for badly needed treatment. A team from the World Health Organization visited Al-Shifa and described the hospital, now under Israeli control, as a death zone.
No injuries are reported after a huge U.S. Navy warplane with 9 people on board overshot the runway at Marine Corps Base Hawaii and fell into the ocean. Tucker Hills lives nearby.
A bunch of sirens, so I went outside and I saw like 4 fire trucks pass the house and an ambulance. And then like 10 minutes later, I got a text from my dad saying that, like, apparently a plane crashed.
A 3-judge panel of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday, 2-1, that individuals and organizations do not have the right to sue under the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News election law contributor David Becker says the ruling contradicts Supreme Court rulings.
Through decades, over 50 years, and even very recently, just within the last year, the Supreme Court has heard cases brought by private plaintiffs under the Voting Rights Act and have awarded relief to private plaintiffs.
A SWAT standoff in San Bernardino County, California has ended after a suspect's home caught on fire and burned down. Sheriff's deputies say they were fired on when they tried to serve a search warrant at the home mid-afternoon yesterday. The standoff continued for about 6 hours before the house burned down. The suspect's condition hasn't been released. Monday was Transgender Day of Remembrance.
26 transgender Americans' lives were taken this year. In a statement, President Biden said there is no place for hate in America, and no one should be discriminated against simply for being themselves. He said today we are reminded we must recommit ourselves to never stop fighting until all Americans can live free from discrimination. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A judge in Los Angeles has ruled that there is enough evidence for hip-hop performer ASAP Rocky to stand trial. He's been charged with firing a semi-automatic weapon at a former friend and collaborator outside a hotel in Hollywood in 2021, Rocky has pleaded not guilty. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, 6 unable to practice. Banged up, maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew, we knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year, and it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the Packers and the Lions Thursday morning at 11:30. NBA, the Bucks dominate the Wizards 142-129. Giannis with 42 points. Chris Middleton, still recovering from that knee surgery, had 18 points, surpassing Michael Redd, and now Sidney Moncrief for the fourth highest career score in team history.
No, shout out to Michael Redd, shout out to Sidney Moncrief. To come out here and pass those legends, it means a lot.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for snow. High of 43. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 24. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide, or at least we will be as soon as Todd hits the button. On the Civic Media app, it is a Monday, November 20th, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. And we are here on a number of Monday, which we're trying to get started here. We're trying. I keep hitting the go, got it button. And oh, there we go. There we go. Technology has finally once again worked. Mr. Zommers, a great way to start. This is a great way to start off the show. How the heck are you doing?
Doing pretty well. You know, here getting ready for this abbreviated work week where we all... figure out how we're going to get in between all the traffic to get home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's going to be a busy one. I know many people on retail in particular, whatnot, have to work over the holiday, and we're thinking of all of them. For some of us, we're fortunate enough to get a couple of days technically off on Thursday and Friday. We will have a special pre-recorded show for you, or at least parts of it will be fresh. Parts of it will be pre-recorded on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday as well. So we'll still have a show. Just for those that watch on the stream, there will not be an actual video component to Thursday and Friday.
There will not. But you'll hear some spicy little Thanksgiving leftovers, as we've called it. Some things that we recorded after the show that you didn't get to hear on the air.
Yes, absolutely. There is that coming to you on Thursday. So looking forward to that. I was up in Richland Center this weekend in the RC, hanging out with mom a little bit and getting ready where she is hosting Thanksgiving for the entire family on Friday in Richland Center. So looking forward to having everybody come down to the RC. So we were doing some things to prepare for that. Do a little grocery shopping. Shout out to Festival Foods in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We went over there and did a little beautiful store over there at Festival Foods. Because you may or may not know, probably don't know, Richland Center no longer has a proper grocery store. You got the Walmart, but that's all you got. And, you know, thankful for that, I guess. But in a town of 5,000 people, in a county of 17,000, no proper grocery store anymore.
That's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate, but hopefully that can change. But went over to Baraboo, did a little grocery shopping, and came back to the RC. So, and a beautiful weekend. My goodness gracious. Beautiful sunshine and great start for deer hunting, at least in terms of guys and gals weren't getting wet. You know, no wet rain. That was when I deer hunted. I didn't mind the snow. I really didn't mind this kind of weather. It was that like 38 degree rain that I hated.
At that point, you're just like, is this really worth it? Yeah. And you just go inside.
Exactly. So at least some decent, I saw. But here's the thing I found curious. And, you know, grew up in Richland Center and 54. And there have been other weekends where for various reasons I had to work all or part of opening deer weekend. And I drive back and forth on Highway 14 from Madison to Southwest Wisconsin. And over the years, I mean, you used to see a hunter or hunters with blaze orange, you know, every 5-10 miles at least, sometimes right. more often. From Richland, from Madison to Richland Center on Highway 14 on Saturday, I think I saw maybe a half dozen trucks or cars pulled over, like there was somebody in the I saw, I think, two people in blaze orange along that entire stretch.
Wow. Well, maybe everyone was just really lucky.
And then we drove. I guess maybe. But yeah, it just seems like fewer hunters. Or maybe they're just deep in the woods. I'm not sure. But anyway, hopefully if you were deer hunting, it was a safe and successful hunt for all of you. Deer hunting continues, gun deer hunting, that is, continues through Thanksgiving weekend as well. So if you haven't got your deer yet, maybe it will happen very soon. Coming up later on this show, in hour number two, excited that our ongoing contributor, John Roach, a Wisconsin jewel in terms of a writer, an author, just an all-around great guy. I call him a Renaissance man. John Roach, most recently of Madison Magazine, but has also done all kinds of other writing. He joins us once a month, and he'll join us a little early at 1:20 this afternoon in hour number two to talk about all kinds of things, including Thanksgiving traditions in our family and in Wisconsin proper. Also, a little bit about Badger football. And as a UW alum here at Wisconsin, and the Badgers got a big victory, big victory on Saturday. I watched most of that game, listened to a little on the Civic Media stations on WRCO on the Badger Network. So the Badgers got a win. They are now bowl eligible with their sixth victory. They're 6-5. And now, starting today, for those of us who are Badger fans, it is Axe Week, meaning the Badgers play for Paul Bunyan's axe this Saturday against our arch nemesis, the PJ Flexters. That's why there's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But their coach, PJ Fleck, is just, he's a handful, you understand? And so I like to call them. It'll be the Flexters versus the Flicksters. So looking forward to our conversation with John Roach a little bit later on in the show. We have an early caller, Mark from the SAC, calling in early. Let's see what's on his mind. You can join us as well here at Civic Media. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'm in for my stand right now, but I'm hunting all the way up in northern Wisconsin, up in Douglas County. And for the past, I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, but I always hang a little wire bird feeder next to me at my tree stand. And the chickadees come and visit me all day. And I have chickadees, nuthatches, little woodpeckers. Yesterday, there was some bird I'm going to have to look up in Peterson's that came in and landed right in front of my 18 inches away from my face on my gun rest. But
wow,
there's more to hunting than getting a buck. This morning, I saw one doe came in and passed her up, and then a doe came in with her two fawns. One was a little buck fawn and a doe fawn, but it was just nice being out in the woods. It's pretty pleasantly warm up here, and no shivering on the tree stand this year, but I mean, it's just great to see the wildlife. I mean, yesterday there was a big old pileated woodpecker came flying by me that
really
good view of him. And you don't see those all the time.
No, not at all.
Great being out in the woods.
I can't tell you thanks enough for the call, Mark, because this is exactly when, you know, I occasionally still turkey hunt and bird hunt, but for me, hunting is exactly what you just described. It is being out in nature. It is enjoying the outdoors. And so happy that Mark took time to call in. Mark, good luck out there on the stand. Be safe, and thanks for calling in. That was one of the pleasures of hunting.
Absolutely. Like, the best parts are spending time with family, being outside, and since you're sitting in a tree or in a blind or whatever, you're sitting there for most types of hunting for hours. When the birds start to come back in after you've settled down and they land like a foot from your face or whatever, it's right. And you could just get to see something you don't see every day.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call from Mark. If you'd like to join us along the way today, you are welcome. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Anyway, we have John Roach in hour number two. We'll also have a new version of What's Worse in hour number two as well. So stay tuned for all of that. I want to start this morning with some disturbing news that occurred in the city of Madison over the weekend. And I want to point out a couple of things. I want your calls on it and your opinion. So over the weekend, I believe it was on Saturday, same day as the Badger game day, you had some yahoos, some numbnuts, some schmucks.
I think I did see this.
In the city of Madison. And it turned out there were about, I don't know, around 15 yahoos, schmucks, that they call themselves Nazis. And I guess you have to take them at their word. And there are particular, I didn't know this before until I started reading about it. There's a particular bad type of blood tribe Nazi. It's a particular, I think, you know, all Nazis are deplorable. But these idiots are a particular sect which really, really hates Jews, which really, really hates anybody who doesn't agree with them and just wants everybody dead, basically. And only two of them had the chutzpah, the balls, to unmask themselves. The rest of them were cowards and wore masks. And they had a swastika Nazi flags and red shirts and masks over the face and black pants. And they stopped at a historic synagogue here in Madison to call out anti-Semitic things and terrible things. They used the N-word to black people they met along the way. Hats off to the Madison police, because they followed this group meticulously throughout the city and made sure that they, other than their deplorable speech and rhetoric, they didn't cause any other damage while they were here. And then they marched up State Street to the Capitol and said some more terrible things. Like I say, somewhere over 15, 20-ish, somewhere in there. And this made a lot of news, as it might, not only across Wisconsin, but across the U.S. And I know this is going to be on late shows tonight. Speaking of, by the way, Stephen Colbert has David Letterman back on at the Ed Sullivan Theater for the first time since Letterman retired from the Late Show. Anyway, I know this is going to be on. I'm sure that this will make late night comedy tonight. Because, I mean, it's not every day that you see Nazis in Charlottesville, really. Have you seen Nazis marching publicly? And, of course, here in the city of Madison. And it's just disgusting. And it's deplorable. And I was so proud that the leadership of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the city of Madison, all within minutes, if not an hour or so, called these idiots out and renounced them, repudiated these actions. And that included the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jennifer Mnuchin, put out a statement. The university did. Our Governor Tony Evers, immediately put out a statement repudiating them. U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, Democrat here that represents the city of Madison, repudiated them. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, immediately repudiated them. The mayor of Madison, Rose Conway, immediately repudiated them and called them out and said this is not what Madison is and not what Wisconsin is. And according to reporters, and by the way, the Daily Cardinal, the student newspaper on campus, was the first to start reporting this, did a great job. So a shout out to local student journalism at the Daily Cardinal. But they apparently followed them after they got done doing whatever spewing their hate speech. And apparently they got into a U-Haul, and drove away, and it had Kentucky license plates. Now, anybody who's ever used a U-Haul knows that these vehicles literally get moved all over the country. So just because it had Kentucky license plates doesn't mean that these idiots are from Kentucky. They could be from anywhere. But the fact that they stayed masked, except for two of them, the fact that they came in here and just spewed forth hate and left, I want to make clear to people, as you see this on the news and you see comedy about it, that this is not what Madison is about. This is not what represents Madison or represents Wisconsin, and I hope represents none of us. We'll come back, take your phone calls on 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tell you why I got a little bit excited, actually, when I saw Nazis. I'll tell you why on the other side. The Town Hall Ball Show on Tempe Media.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
since the moment you were born. I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who's out to change our history? I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. I'll myself raise your beer. Every hotsy, totsy, Nazi stand and cheer.
Hotsy, totsy, Nazis. I got a little excited. I saw Nazis on the street of Madison, and I thought the production, the Broadway production of The Producers is in town across the street at the Overture Center, and we've got gay Nazis in town. You know, so I thought, well, why not? You know, this is fantastic. And those that don't know what we're talking about this very serious issue of these idiot 15, 20 people, real Nazis who came in and protested. But if you're not familiar, there's a great award-winning, Tony Award-winning show starring Nathan Lane, and called The Producers, and it's now tours. I've seen it. It's actually been at the Overture Center, written by Mel Brooks, the great writer, who happens to be Jewish. And he wrote this show. It's about two guys, two producers. One is a producer, one's an accountant, and they figure out that a producer on Broadway could make more money with a flop than with a hit, and you should just raise all the money and then produce the worst musical you could ever think of. It would close overnight, but you'd get to keep all the money. So they go about finding the worst musical ever written. And they find this old German guy who wrote a musical glorifying Adolf Hitler. And they think, well, this is if we produce this, nobody it'll close. And so they find the director, who happens to be very flamboyantly gay, who wants to make the whole thing very gay and the Germans win the war. And all the stormtroopers are played, quote, by boys in very tight pants. And so they make it's a show within a show. And so they put on the play within Producers is called Springtime for Hitler. And that was a cut right there from the very gay actor in the show who plays a very gay version of Adolf Hitler. So the whole thing is just making fun of Nazis. And of course, you know, Nazis hate everybody, including us gays. And so, it's a spoof and making fun of and showing how ridiculous and how idiotic and stupid Nazis and Nazism is. So it's one of my favorite shows. So, you know, tongue in cheek, I thought, well, geez, that's great. Are the producers in town? But no, it wasn't the producers. It wasn't anything like that at all. It was pure, unadulterated hate and disgust and idiocracy. And again, the fact that anybody could find anything appealing about this is beyond repulsive to me. And I want to point out, and I said this before the break, that Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, the mayor of Madison, Rhodes Conway, all Democrats immediately put out statements repudiating this. And also Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, retweeted Governor Evers' statement and put out his own. Ben Wickler said this: "Neo-Nazis marched through my hometown today, past the synagogue where I became bar mitzvahed. Governor Evers is right when he calls it, quote unquote, revolting. I'll add, these pathetic losers spewing poison achieve nothing other than uniting our community in denouncing hate," unquote. The post of Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler of Wisconsin. Now, I want to be fair. I haven't had time to go through and recheck today all of the Republican elected officials and leaders. But over the break, I just checked Brian Schimming's Twitter account, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. So far, silent. No repudiation, no mention. Now, I want to be very careful. I am not pointing or trying to paint a broad brush saying that all Republicans are not renouncing this. But I have yet to find a major one that does. And I just find that the silence being disgusting. It doesn't take a lot of time to repudiate Nazis. Doesn't take a lot of time to repudiate hate.
Nazis are bad. Send tweet.
Yeah. I mean, Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones said it best, you know, Nazis. I hate Nazis. There, boom, done. You're done. And also the chairwoman, or not the chairwoman, pardon me, Anna Kelly, who happens to be the national press person for the National Republican Party, formerly with our own U.S. Congressman here in Wisconsin, Republican Derek Van Orden, and also from formerly of Wisconsin Republican Party. This is Anna Kelly. She put out a very snarky tweet showing the video footage of these idiot Nazis marching in Madison. And she said this, quote, "Just a few blocks from where I used to live in the, quote, inclusive, unquote, city of Madison. Absolutely disgusting." Period. So what Anna Kelly of the Republican Party apparently is trying to insinuate is she's saying that Madison calls itself inclusive with diversity, equity, and inclusion, etc. And she's some way trying to pervert that into saying that that includes Nazism. I think the best way to respond to that is from a guy, Josh Clemens, who tweets about politics here in Madison. Josh Clemens tweeted this back. He said, quote, "Implying that Madison supports this in any way is repugnant. All of Madison Twitter was horrified by this. And more importantly, this disgusting display was not local. When it ended, they loaded into a U-Haul and drove away into darkness." So let's just be very clear about all that, shall we? Very clear that Nazism is terrible and we should repudiate it. I certainly do. This show does. And
I do too.
And Mr. Thomas does as well. And for the silence to be on the Republican side like this in repudiation, while Democrats, every Democratic leader that I could find instantly did so, to me is disturbing. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling. A couple of minutes left before the break. What say you?
Well, first of all, I'm not terribly surprised that Republicans basically are attempting to say, yep, the liberal city of Madison, see, liberals support Nazis. It's the old Nazi propaganda. Josef Goebbels, who was the minister of propaganda, said it best when he said, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a party, the Republican Party. Their philosophy is we have one supreme leader who can order us to do anything and who can solve anybody's problem with the government.
Jack, what does that sound like to you? The irony there, right? And let me quickly add, just to be fair, the Republican Party itself of Wisconsin has not repudiated this. They did retweet one tweet from Derek Van Orden, who did. So I just want to make sure I'm fair and clear on that.
Even so, this Project 2025 is something that's right out of the Nazis' playbook. I mean, you know, take over the government, the civil service system, the courts, the election system, the military. Declare, use the Insurrection Act.
Yep. Jack, I appreciate the call. I'm up against the clock here. Back on the other side, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tylenol Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Some of the hostages being held by Hamas may be released soon. Details from the BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, says his group is close to reaching a truce with Israel in Gaza. A statement says Hamas had sent its response to Qatar. The country has been mediating talks over the possible release of hostages.
A three-judge panel of federal judges has ruled 2-1 that individuals and organizations can't sue under the Voting Rights Act. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The issue here is who gets to bring a Section 2 violation of the Voting Rights Act. The Justice Department representing the federal government or private individuals and groups like the NAACP and ACLU.
Three people have been shot and killed in Custer County, Colorado, southwest of Colorado Springs. Police are looking for the shooter, who they say was at one time involved in a property dispute with one of the victims. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for snow. High of 43. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 24. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. That's the Civic Media app. Don't miss it. Download it today. 35 now, past the hour of 12 noon, talking about these idiotic Nazis in Madison over the weekend, about 15, 20 of them. Only two of them had the chutzpah to not have masks on and cover their faces in cowardice, yellow-bellied shame, marched around and left town in darkness. And the fact that every major, from the Governor Tony Evers to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chancellor of the University, the Mayor of Madison, all immediately putting out statements via social and otherwise repudiating this. The chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Winkler, repudiating it. I just checked. Brian Schimming, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, nothing. The Republican Party of Wisconsin, nothing, except for retweeting a tweet from Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from Western Wisconsin, who did repudiate it. But no actual statement from the party itself. Just checked both the campaign and the U.S. Senate Twitter account for Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. No mention. No repudiation. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Lyle in Sun Prairie. Thanks for listening. Lyle, what say you?
When I heard this news, I was actually proud to be an American. These jerks could slither into town, spew their hate, slither out of town totally peacefully. So I think I think everybody's right to repudiate what they say, but I think we should be proud that they could come in and spew this stuff, and it was a total peaceful demonstration.
I agree with most of what you said in terms of, yes, it is great to live in a country where we truly have free speech, and no matter what side of the aisle or what, no matter how much love or how much hate we have in our hearts, that we can say these things and do it in an open forum and not be arrested for it. That is the American experiment. You know, I'm not so sure that I'm happy they were able to do it. But you agree that it was a terrible thing and that it's disgusting. You do agree with that, correct?
Oh, no, absolutely. My wife is Jewish. Mm-hmm. I was billy clubbed in an anti-war demonstration at age 18, and I was drafted and shot at age 22. But I think that, you know, we can look at it as a classic First Amendment case. And no matter, I think everybody was right to repudiate what they said, mm-hmm. but I think we should be proud of the fact that they had the opportunity to do it and do it peacefully and then get the heck out of town.
I totally agree with you on that. Let me ask if I could, please, if you don't mind, and if you do, I'll just tell me it will, that's fine. But I'm not of the Jewish faith. I have close friends who are. I would just like to ask you. You say your wife was Jewish. You know, how do your wife feel these days with this rise of anti-Semitism? Do you fear? Are you more fearful or more cautious in going out in public? What are your feelings these days when you see these anti-Semitic protests? When you see Nazis in Madison, how does that make you and your wife feel?
I hate the actions, the anti-Semitic actions. When people talk about, you know, all sorts of distasteful things, I don't see that as being any different than I am as an environmentalist trying to do something and that they disagree with. So we have to deal with it, and we don't have to agree with it. But when we look at the Republican side, they would stifle our speech.
I think that's a perfect point, Lyle. And I can't thank you enough for listening. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in, because these are the kind of voices we need to hear and hear frequently. So, Lyle, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. You're welcome on the show anytime. Lyle's absolutely right about that, is that we live in a country where, and we have a president, Joe Biden, where free speech truly is present and it truly is enforced. Madison police follow these schmucks, these Yahoo Nazis around town to make sure that they didn't physically harm anyone, but they let them say their hateful things. They let them fly their hateful Nazi flags. And Lyle's absolutely right. We do live in a country where there is something truly called free speech. And if you look at the other side right now, there are serious questions to Jack's point earlier, this Project 2025, where Trump's associates and Trump himself have these plans in place, if put back in the White House, put back in power, to stifle free speech.
At the same time, free speech does have limits. Like, you can't go into the classic example, can't go into a crowded theater right. and shout fire.
Right.
And I think it really depends on what these Nazis said. I think even just parading around in that imagery and shouting the N-word and whatever else they did, I think that it's at least borderline, if not over the line, of what free speech is allowed to do. Because just imagery implies violence.
Right. I'm no attorney, I'm no Matt Flynn, but you know, he could answer this.
I don't know that wording.
But my understanding is that if you don't, you know, you can't say, you know, let's go kill that person or go attack and kill that person. You know, that's an imminent threat of violence. You can speak hatefully about that person as long as you don't, you know, actually say go kill that person. That's my layman's term of understanding of the difference to it.
Which is good because we need that. But when it comes to Nazis,
I have no sympathy for
them. I know. I'm just lamenting the fact that it's very hard to legally come up with a distinction that gets people like this off the streets.
Let me go to another story here, a related story that happened, because a lot of people, now look, a lot of you who follow this show know that I am still on the Twitter, now called X, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, Twix. not Twitter, not X, Twix. I like that. I'm still on it because I use it as a source of before they got rid of the blue authorizing check marks, or you had to pay for it, which I do actually, so I can edit things and so people know it's actually me. But I still use it for things like CBS News, ABC, NBC, you know, CNN, reporters from New York Times, Washington Post, people I know that are true and real people. You know, I follow Twitter for that. But since Elon Musk bought it, it's just becoming more and more of a cesspool. Yesterday, over the weekend, Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis refused to directly condemn Elon Musk for publicly endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory popular among white supremacist nationalists. The Florida governor told CNN's Jake Tapper he did not see the comment, which Musk reposted or responded to on X on Wednesday, but said Musk has, quote, a target on his back, unquote, ever since purchasing X or Twitter. The ex-Twitter post, which Tapper showed DeSantis, said this, and I quote, Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialect hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them, unquote. The post also referred to, quote, hordes of minorities, unquote, flooding Western countries, a popular anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. In response, Elon Musk reposted that, what I just read, and said, quote, you have said the actual truth, unquote. The anti-Semitic or the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that Jews want to bring undocumented minority populations into Western countries to reduce white majorities in those nations has been espoused by online hate groups and echoed by people like Robert Bowers, the convicted killer of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. It was the deadliest attack against Jews in American history. Jake Tapper asked if anti-Semitism among the popular political right, that is, concerns DeSantis, to which DeSantis responded, quote, across the board. The Anti-Defamation League said last month that anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. increased 388% in the weeks following the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. According to preliminary data, the Council on American Islamic Relations has also said an uptick of reports following the attack, but did not have numbers to release for those. I just find it disturbing again. I find it, if I take out my emotions, fascinating that he's really, I mean, he's becoming less and less a major candidate, but Ron DeSantis, at least at one time, a major candidate for governor on the GOP side, still a sitting governor of Florida, again, doesn't have the chutzpah, doesn't have the fortitude to renounce anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic language by Elon Musk. And if you want to know what corporate America thinks, Wall Street, the people with the money, over the weekend, major companies like CNN, Disney, that includes ABC, ESPN, the Disney Empire, Disney, Paramount Plus, CBS, went right to major corporations in America and world corporations have pulled all their advertising now off of X, formerly known as Twitter, due to Elon Musk, the CEO and owner, not renouncing these anti-Semitic language and action. Good for them. Good for Disney. Good for Paramount Plus. Good for NBC, Comcast, Universal. And again, unbelievable that a guy like Ron DeSantis can't condone this or can't condemn this.
Well, I don't know. It's believable.
Well, it fascinates me as a student of American politics who's been around a minute and gone through a heck of a lot of campaigns in this country, that we now have a major political party, the MAGA Republican Party. And again, I am not talking about your neighbor who, you know, runs for county board or runs as, you know, a district attorney as a Republican or runs as the county clerk as a Republican. I'm talking about the MAGA Republican leadership, the major figures like Trump, DeSantis, and now even the Wisconsin GOP and its chairman, either staying silent on Nazis in Wisconsin or refusing to rebuke anti-Semitism when it comes to a guy like Ron DeSantis. And so I ask folks listening, particularly folks who belong to the Republican Party, as I did for 30 years, and I left the party in 2011. I simply ask yourself, does this make sense to you? Does this make sense to you? Why would the party that you belong to and vote for not call out Nazis? Why would the party you belong to and vote for not want to repudiate anti-Semitism? I'm pretty confident that most Republicans in Wisconsin would say that just doesn't make sense. And they've lost their mind. Doesn't mean that you have to go over and, you know, now suddenly declare yourself a left-wing Democrat. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld once said about something else. But it just means, hey, you might want to consider and think for a moment as you go to the ballot box next year maybe it's time to send these MAGA Republican leaders in the state of Wisconsin and in Washington a message. And even though you might not be thrilled with everything Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing, they do believe in democracy, and they do call out Nazis, and they do repudiate anti-Semitism. And that's what we have to rally around to save this country. Back with more on the other side. This is the Todd Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Minneapolis to battle for the Axe. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 12 noon on Monday, November 20th, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Off the text line right now, a couple of texts. Again, you can text us via the Civic Media app on WMDX earlier. I have a texter that said, hate speech is not protected under free speech. And then I was clarifying that, and the person said, I guess I'm wrong. So, yeah, I mean, it is confusing because you hear of, you know, hate crimes. If someone commits a crime and it's intentional against someone because they happen to be a minority, let's say they happen to be a black person, or for religious reasons, because they happen to be Jewish or Muslim, or for that matter, Christian. You know, if a person who's not a Christian kills someone strictly because they're a Christian, that could also be considered a hate crime. So hate crimes, if it's provable in court, can get an additional penalty. However, there is no, there not that I'm aware of, but again, Matt Flynn is the person who you can hear coming up at 2 o'clock. Matt can explain this as an attorney better than I can, but my understanding in layman's terms of the law, and from being in politics for a bit, you can say hateful things on the street as long as you don't directly say something in terms of go kill that person because they're a blank. You know, that it doesn't matter whether you use, you know, religion or ethnicity or anything else. You know, you can't just stand in the street and say, go kill Joe over there. He's an SOB. Pound the crap out of him and kill him. You can't do that. You'll get yourself, and you know, because that's an imminent threat. That is directly threatening. You know, killing someone is a crime, obviously.
Right. I don't know where that line is. Where, well, yeah. Because even if you don't use the words, I am going to kill this person because they're this race, but you can still say that,
right,
in different words. Yeah, I don't know where
it's frustrating. That's for sure. From WGBW, Jim in Appleton saying, I'm loving all the use of the Yiddish language. Schmucks, the Nazis really love Jewish terms. And then it says, you know, tongue in cheek. Obviously they don't. Yeah, like I said, I'm not Jewish, but I have some Jewish friends. And so I picked up a little Yiddish here and there and love it. I love everything about it. So, you know, we try to poke them a little bit with some great Yiddish here and there. I'm not going to say who this is, but one of our texters says this: hope your dentist appointment went okay too. And then later on says, apologies, wrong number.
I also hope that their dentist appointment went okay.
Well, here's the thing. This person is just a day early because I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Well, I hope yours goes okay, too.
Before the show, so I hope it does, too. A shout-out to First Choice Dental and Jeanette and Dr. Bradley over there at the Junction Road Clinic in Madison. First Choice Dental, by the way. Fantastic folks and always a good place to go. Also, for Jim from Appleton from WGBW says on another tangent, how did we allow the radical right to turn anti-fascist into a bad thing? I have a friend that posted a picture of the Normandy invasion on Veterans Day. I commented, look at those anti-fascists. He got so bent out of shape that he hasn't talked to me since. Well, I think that's a great text because I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. There's this gaslighting. And that means, to put it in layman's terms, that you just confuse people so much that they don't know. So you have Donald Trump, he's calling, you know, Joe Biden a fascist. Meanwhile, you've got people actually calling out real fascism on the MAGA side, but the MAGA playbook is you just call everybody a fascist, and pretty soon the public gets so confused they don't know what a fascist is, and they don't care. And then the narrative in the public domain becomes, in the public square, is, well, you know, they all say that.
So, and you say things like, right. Oh, Antifa. Antifa right. is an organization that's out there. Right. They're the real Nazis. Right. Like, Antifa's literally not an organization. It's just like a school of thought, well, and it's anti-fascist.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big Antifa guy either. But.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying the narrative is that they're a group right. of people who go in and raid your neighborhood, and right. it's not that.
Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tim in Eau Claire. Tim, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, you're talking about all this anti-Semitism and stuff. How do these people feel about Trump? You know, Trump has a Jewish son-in-law. His daughter converted to Islam. And what's his name? Miller, Stephen Miller. He's a Jew. Mm. So do they distinguish between good Jews and bad Jews?
Yeah, just to correct
it's
me.
Sure, crazy.
Just to correct you there, Ivanka, my understanding is she converted to Judaism. So her husband, Jared Kushner, yeah. is also a Jew, is also a person of a Jewish faith. You know, I think that's a great point that, again, it's you know, a very weirdly, oddly skewed take on the world. And the answer is, I don't know, Tim. I'm not part of that. You know, I'm certainly not part of that domain. So I don't have the answer for that. But, you know, it's a great question to ask somebody on the MAGA side or some of these schmucks, you know, spewing forth all this anti-Semitic language. But I appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you so much, Tim in Eau Claire. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to keep following this, obviously, as the 2024 election continues. And I think during this week of Thanksgiving, at least for me, I would hope that everyone takes a moment this week to not only count your own blessings and your thanksgivings in your life, but to have a little compassion and empathy for all those people around us. And remember during this week of Thanksgiving that we are all, except for Native Americans, we are all immigrants. Or at least we descend from immigrants. And so, again, this narrative of anti-immigrant that we don't want, quote-unquote, those people here. Well, unless you're a Native American or of Native American descent, we are all, quote-unquote, those people. Because all of us, or our relatives, came somewhere other than the United States of America. And it's a great melting pot. And again, to the earlier caller's point, I believe it was Lyle, that we have great freedoms here that are almost non-existent in any other part of the world. And this country was not founded on Christianity or any other religion. It wasn't founded on ethnicity. It wasn't founded on geography. This country, the United States of America, was founded on an ideal that all people should be free. And we've fallen short, and we have work to do. But the ideal, we try to keep living up to. Back with more on the other side, including Donald Trump and golden showers. You heard me right. He's on the campaign trail in Iowa talking about golden showers. Also, John Roach later on in the hour as well, Todd Allbull Show and Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The leader of Hamas says the group is nearing a truce agreement with Israel, in negotiations being brokered by the U.S. and Qatar.